Starting July 1st, Ohio's treatment agencies have seen cuts in federal grant funds that the state distributes. That's on top of other state and federal funding cuts for addiction treatment.
There's real human consequences to what, in this case, is a bureaucratic decision in Columbus that just makes no sense.
That's David Pepper, a Cincinnati attorney and Democratic candidate for state attorney general. He and Cuyahoga County executive and gubernatorial hopeful Ed Fitzgerald criticized the move, echoing the anxieties of some treatment agencies. But not everyone in treatment agrees. Hubert Wirtz heads the Ohio Council of Behavioral Health and Family Services Providers. He says what Pepper calls an out-of-touch bureaucratic move is actually a solution to a long-standing problem.
Because there was a delay often from Washington on allocating those funds to the states, that caused disruption for providers meeting expenses.
So the state is stretching this year's worth of that federal funding over 18 months to better align agencies' budget cycles with the money's arrival. Wirtz says the plan was drafted in consultation with the treatment community, with tweaks made to lessen the impact. Both sides say the opiate crisis is a priority, and so is funding treatment. The argument in this case is whether the cure is worse than the disease. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Joanna Richards in Cleveland.